It's the WOW Show with your hosts, Donna Lyons and Elizabeth Ertel. This show will wow you up with some of the most fascinating guests from around the world. It will excite you, thrill you, amaze you, and bring you to your knees. The two blonde bombshells will electrify your wowness and raise your wow factor beyond limits you never expected. So let's get crazy and have some fun right here, right now on The WOW Show. And now it's time for your royal wownesses, Donna and Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The WOW Show. I'm your host, Donna Lyons, coming to you from Washington, D.C. with my beautiful co-host Elizabeth Ertel, who is out there near Toronto. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, my BFF. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day today.
It is a beautiful day. Actually, here on the East Coast, it is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. It's supposed to be like 80 on Wednesday, so I'm looking forward to it because we've had the weirdest weather across the whole United States. But I'm really excited about our guest today. Her name is Dr. Wendy Hill, and she's a therapist out of San Diego, California. And over the past 30 years, she's helped hundreds of people enhance and heal their lives. And she calls herself the uncommon therapist. And you ask why? Well, it's because she uses inner child healing therapy to transform self-defeating core beliefs. And we are here to welcome her. Welcome, Dr. Wendy.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And we wanted to, did I say Harris for your last name? It's Hill.
Hill. Yes,
no?
Hill.
You said,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I wanted to try. I'm like, did I just say Harris? Oh, my God.
No.
So funny. Well, what I wanted to ask you is, I mean, that's a lot for someone when they see inner child healing therapy transform self, you know, defeating core beliefs. Can you explain this to us?
You know, when we're very young, our core beliefs are formed, usually starting in the womb at birth up till about the age of 4 or 7. And we're so vulnerable and open during that time that experiences that we have a tremendous impact on our psyche and our belief system. For example, something can happen, and in that moment, if there's strong emotion, we make a decision about ourselves. Are we worthy? Are we livable? Are we loved? Are we safe? And decisions become what's called a core belief. Core because it goes so deep within the psyche, and it creates patterns of behavior that can continue for a lifetime. For example, let's say someone decides, has an experience when they're very young, that they're not worthy. And that thought goes so deep that it causes that person certain behavior patterns. For example, not taking advantage of opportunities, withdrawing, not taking a stand for themselves, being afraid to do those things that they want to do, not believing in themselves. And that can become a pattern that gets reinforced over the years, clear into the adult experience. So what I do is I help people go back, it's called regression, to those original core beliefs, to when and how they were formed, and help them see the reality that, of course, in this case, they are worthy. And that changes how they perceive everything, including their behavior, their thoughts, their emotions, everything changes. And that begins to change their behavior. So by going back to the original cause, you can change everything in the present.
Wow. And when you do a therapy like this, is everybody different? I mean, is timing to heal different, or does it take a certain amount of time?
Well, it depends on that person's readiness and their emotional maturity to face the past, because the past is always, most of us say, oh, I don't want to go back there. Mm-hmm. That's scary. But once we do, we realize that it's perception of a child and that we made it through childhood and that we're actually safe. So, yes, everybody is different. And, you know, this is so exciting for me to be a therapist and do this because everybody is a new challenge, a new experience, a new puzzle for me to solve. So it could take anywhere between 10 sessions to 2 years. Most
right.
people take it to a point what I call a plateau where they, and that doesn't take that long. It just takes
to get to the plateau.
Yes. Like I said, it doesn't take that long, but it does take courage.
Oh, yeah.
And their launch is right. Yeah.
Now, are these things that people, you know, you talk about things from childhood trauma. It doesn't have to be something that is completely devastating, like watching someone die. It could be something very simple, right, that goes to your core. Can you give
Absolutely.
Us an example?
Yeah. I'll give an example of Mary. Now, Mary's 4 years old, and her mother tells her, we're going to go get your first party dress. And little Mary is so excited. So they go to the mall, they go to the store, and they go to the little girl department, and Mary sees this dress, and she says, this is the one I want, Mommy. Got little yellow and pink ribbons on it, and it's her dress. Yeah, but her mother looks at the price tag and says, oh, honey, try this other one on. And Mary says, no, I want this one. I want this one. Please, Mommy. And Mommy says, no, honey, we're going to try on the other one. And Mary begins to cry. So Mommy says, honey, we're going to go out to the car. We're not going to get a dress now until you stop crying. Well, little Mary is too young. She doesn't know how to stop crying. So Mother takes her by the hand and takes her through the store. While it's happening, Mary is deciding that she is shamed. This is a moment of great shame for her. She is not allowed to have this dress. And that to her means she is not worthy. And that became for her, and this is a real example of a client, this became a core belief then that followed her, and she actually forgot this experience. Because if you look back and say, oh, that's nothing. But to the child, it was everything. It was trauma. So by going back and going back through that experience, realizing that it wasn't shame, that she is worthy, can change everything. That's an example.
Wow. And you have
That's
workshops doing this, correct?
Can you say that again, please?
Do you have certain workshops going on, or did that already go past?
I have workshops coming up in May. I have workshops and classes that go off and on throughout the month. So if somebody's interested, all they have to go is my website, wendyhill.com, or call me and find out what's
perfect,
up.
Perfect. I have we'll put all this on our website as well when this airs. It'll go on iHeartRadio and all the streaming platforms we are on. So I'll have your information in there so people can find you. And I know Elizabeth, you wanted to ask her a couple questions as well.
Yeah, so Dr. Wendy, I was listening to you sing a beautiful version of Anyway. I'm a singer as well. And, you know,
really?
I find that music brings me so much inner peace, joy, personal strength, and growth. What are your thoughts on that when it comes to, you're a beautiful singer?
Thank you so much. That's why I sing. And I sing songs, the lyrics that touch my heart, and I know will touch the heart of somebody going through this work. And I use music in my workshops. I don't always sing in them, but I do have a CD of songs that I've written, all having to do with the inner child and this personal growth. And it's a very spiritual experience. Singing is an experience that touches your entire mind, body, and spirit. And when I sing with all my heart. If you listen to that song, you know that you can hear my heart in that. So I agree with you. Singing
absolutely.
The singing is an incredible thing.
I find that when a song comes to me, it's a gold string that comes down from like heaven. Isn't that
that's
sort of different?
It
just comes down and just it is. It's true. It just brings peace. And I'd say that's it. But, you know, just talking about that. When you did bring up about music therapy, that was going to be a question I had for you. Music therapy, actually, one of my best friend's daughters is a music therapist. And because we know what kind of a strong impact music has on our moods, on our, you say your inner child, everything. And so you mentioned that you do bring a bit of music therapy into your sessions. Can you tell us a little bit about that then?
Absolutely. I have over 200 songs that I play that I can pick from. And when someone, my groups are small, for example, it could be anywhere between 4 and 10, 15 people. I like small groups because then we can get very close and supportive. And whatever a person is going through, I have a song that reflects what they're feeling, to acknowledge what they're feeling, to say, you're not alone in this feeling. And as those songs, as the workshops progress and people begin to rise up out of the ashes of their despair and into hope and into self-realization, there are songs that reflect that as well.
That's beautiful. Such a worthy thing. I can't believe what music does for us throughout our whole lives. So that's just beautiful.
Absolutely. I can't agree more. Well, ladies, we are running out of time. Dr. Wendy, you are a doll. Thank you so much for joining us. And can you tell people where to find you again?
You can find me on wendyhill.com. That's WendyHill.com.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again at some point. We appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. Bless you.
So
and bless
much,
your show.
Doctor.
Wonderful.
Bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Everyone, that was Dr. Wendy Hill. And if you'd like to find her, you can go to her website and check out her classes coming up and her workshops. She's very interesting. And even check out her music. It's fantastic. And I know Elizabeth and I have enjoyed talking to her today. Elizabeth, as always, I love you, my BFF. Thank you for joining me.
I love you too. And I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Wendy, and this is for you. Are you ready? This is a little something I remember when I was a child. It's a silly little one. I think it goes back to probably the 40s, and it goes something like this. Mare-zee-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divy, a kiddle-divy too, wouldn't you? Thank you, BFF. I love you.
Love you.
Thanks,
bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.